Triton Coaches Show, thanks to Hy-Vee Foods of Owatonna and Claremont Service Center. Mike Ellingson, football coach for the Cobras, went on the road for a second straight week, played a Triple-A team, a bigger school, as is the case during the Cobras season, and scored a 34-20 win at Dover Yota. Mike, how'd the win come about?
A little different for us, so got it done through the air, mostly last evening. We ended up with 259 yards passing and 193 rushing, so quite a few plays in the game. We had 50 plays and they had 79, so their no-huddle offense really did a nice job against us, and their kids put homecoming night, but we jump out early with a touchdown to Jackson Sackett. He ends up having quite a night, ends up with 8 catches for 219 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception. Almost returned for a touchdown as well. So quite a game by that young man. Follows up later in the first quarter, another Jackson Sackett touchdown pass. So we're up 13-0 from there. Into the second quarter, Dover Yota finds the end zone. And we are at 13-6, and then with 30 seconds to go in the first half, we punch one in with a 7-yard touchdown run from Braxton Monikaisen to put it 20-6 at halftime. Starting off from halftime, they get the ball and march the ball all the way down to the 1-yard line and fumble. And later in the game, we end up doing the same thing. So, I think both teams have some regrets there from scores, which ended up leading to a long drive by us and I believe the Austin Mulder touchdown to put it 27-6. From there, at that point, the wheels came off, and all the momentum swung towards Dover. At that point, they end up making a couple of big plays. We make some defensive breakdowns. They score 27-14. They do an onside kick. They receive it. So, all of a sudden, the score gets 27-20. So, all of a sudden, things are going as poor. I think we stop them on the onside kick. We trade off from there. I think we go down to the 1-yard line. We fumble. They end up getting the ball. We stop them again, and then we get to a punt, and they block one of our punts. And it's like, oh man! And that's where things got a little bit interesting from there. They punched one in to get it to 27-20. I guess from that point, it was kind of a battle. And, for us, we told them it didn't matter about stats at the end. Everything just mattered about getting more points than the other team. And, we had one more long touchdown run on a third or a pass from there. So, quite a night from him. Austin Mulder ended up 8-for-11 for 178 yards and 2 touchdowns. Mason Barker had a touchdown pass in there as well. Mulder was also 13-for-68 yards and a touchdown rushing. Parker Bowl was 10 carries for 113 yards. Defensively with them running 79 plays at us, which, for us, that's a lot different than the games that we've been playing where there's been about 80 plays in them total. So definitely a different type of game. But Aiden Round led us with 7 tackles, 8 assists, and 4 tackles for loss. Devin Dorman, 6 tackles, 9 assists, 1 tackle for loss. And Noah Thomas had safety, had a tackle, 2 assists, and had a big interception late.
My goodness. Well, quite a game. Yeah, quite a game story. 34-20. Triton ends up getting the victory with Dover Yota running so many plays on what was a warm, muggy night. Your defense certainly had done a great job most of the way, it sounds like, before some plays went against you at the end. Were the were they wearing you down a little bit with that hurry up pace?
I think you're wearing down both teams at that point. So, but I thought Dover was a well-conditioned team. I think they're going to be a tough team to play come playoffs. I think it always happens in our division where you look at one of the teams that's 0-4 and you're like, holy cow, that's the best 0-4 team in the state, type of thing. So, You know, Brady Williams is a tough kid to tend with. He made some tough plays where we had him. You know, they went for multiple fourth downs and shorts against us, and we had him tackled for a loss, and all of a sudden the kid leaps and he gets 5 yards, and it's like, oh, man. So, you know, they end up with 363 yards and over 300 yards rushing. You know, it's just a frustrating night for a defensive person as myself. So,
okay.
But that had everything to do with them, and they definitely were the aggressors in the game. And you know, our kids just made enough plays to come out with the victory.
Health wise, what's the story from last night?
I think we'll be sitting okay. We might have lost a lineman. We'll see. You know, just a mild ankle sprain, so nothing major to tend with at this point. But did take out one of our guards for the entire second half last night.
Okay, St. Charles comes in homecoming next week. I believe that is 7 o'clock kickoff. St. Charles, what can you say?
St. Charles is going to be a tough team. So we definitely had our battles with them last year, and Mr. Wendt is a very tough individual and a hard-nosed runner. So we will have all that they can handle, and I'm sure they'll be ready for us, as you know, trying to get a little revenge for the playoffs from last year as well. So you know, it's going to be another tough week. It's just kind of the division that we are in, and you know, for us the goal at the end will just be have more points than they do. So you know, here's to another week.
All right. Well, quite a story last night. A lot of passing yards, a nice lead. Dover cut into it, but the Cobras prevail 34-20. Third straight win to go to 3-1. Coach Mike Ellingson, I appreciate your time, Mike. Congratulations to the club on a win.
Thanks, Roy.
All right. Coach's Show, Triton Coach's Show, KRFO, and the KRFO app.